It was the overturned call heard round the world. We got to dive into this just a little bit. Now, if you weren't aware, on Saturday night, Georgia went to Austin and played the Texas Longhorns, the number one Texas Longhorns, and took care of business, man. I disrespected Georgia last week. I said I didn't think they could get it done. They went out and absolutely proved me and what seems like everybody else in the country wrong. And Kirby Smart obviously let everybody know about that. But the situation happens. They're able to Texas is able to pick a ball off. All right. A lot of things were kind of going wrong at this point. There was a big moment in the game. And then all of a sudden, because of this call, things started flying on the field. Here's the reaction from Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit in the middle of the game.
Georgia keeps the ball on the first down.
Someone has shown their displeasure in a stupid way by throwing a beer can on the field. That's an enormous call. And I don't know about that at all.
I don't either. Sark doesn't usually get that animated, but man, this is a huge call. Contact both ways. Both guys looking at the football.
The students are now raining bottles down. And this is unfortunate. And this is going to delay the game. That's the student section down there in the corner. They're not going to win the Taco Bell contest at this rate.
They're not going to win the Taco Bell contest at this rate, right? And then what happens is the referees huddle up during the middle of this entire delay of game, and they overturn the call. They're like, you know what, man? Upon further conversation, not review because you can't review it, upon further conversation amongst the referees as you are raining beer down onto the field, we have actually overturned this call. I thought Kirby Smart was going to levitate out of his shoes.
And he should have. This is one of the few times you can say they got it right the wrong way.
That's actually a good way to put it. My question was going to be, in the end, did the right thing happen?
Well, no, because they never should have huddled, because stuff should have never been thrown on the field. They should have.
But if you're going to go that far, the call should never have been made because there was no pass
interference. I agree, but they should, when they originally, before he made the call, they should have huddled then and got it right. What changed, okay? What changed? And I'm not a Georgia fan. I'm not a Texas fan.
It's a good question.
What changed? What changed
is he was sitting there scratching his head going, man, I am looking at that on that like a billion-dollar video board, and that is not the right call.
Which you're not supposed to look at.
Good. But here's what I'll say, though, and I'm in agreement with you, but in the end, I'm kind of glad they got the call right. Like, don't you just want them to get it right in the end, whether or not they're looking at the video board?
Well, yes, but no, because now it justifies Kirby nailed it. I don't think Kirby could have said anything. He said it any better that now this is a precedent that if you just delay the game and have your fans pitch a tantrum, boom.
And here's my next question.
But it was the
you.
Texas fans pitching the tantrum.
Yeah, yeah, and they're the ones that benefited from the call. So that's the problem.
Here's my next question. Greg Sankey, in what the conference came out and said about this yesterday, was we reserved the right to suspend alcohol sales in the stadium if there is any further issues. Do you guys like that quote unquote threat? Because I'm all about it.
I'm like,
you know what? You can't. And let's be clear, man. I think 90% of the people in the stadium are embarrassed by the other 10% of the stadium. I was at Turner Field in Chipper's last game, the infield fly game, and when things started raining down from the outfield, I was like, come on, dude. This is such a bad look.
Because you had Sark even running out onto the field. Saying,
yeah, Sark
stop.
Was embarrassed.
Was that the students?
Yeah,
section?
Yeah,
a lot of it was.
I'm pretty sure it was. You know what's funny is,
and I want to be clear. I'm not coming down on Texas fans. I think this is a very small percentage and a very embarrassing percentage.
How quickly did they get that stuff off the field? I was
It was like they had a vacuum.
I was like, there's no way this started off.
They had Joe Rogan and Matthew McConaughey down there on the field, so they were running around picking up cans too. I'm sure. Hey, my dad was watching the game, and he was like, I don't like that Texas coach. I didn't like the way he yelled. I've never seen Kirby do that. And I said, Kirby shoved the player last week. And he goes, I didn't see it.
What are we talking about? I love that both of them are fired. I wish Kalen DeBoer would shove somebody right now.
I said, really? I go, Kirby gets this way? No, I've never seen him act that bad. And I go, he shoved the player last week. And he's like, I didn't see it.
Yeah. I haven't seen him act that bad.
My dad turned into a tip. He pulls for Georgia.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
He does. He pulls
Dr. Squid.
My dad believes he should always pull for every home team. Like he pulls for Tech too. He doesn't pick one over the other.
Gotcha.
But he always wants the home team. You know,
what
home
about
team
when
to
they
win.
Play each other?
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares. I think he picks whoever has a chance to be like win a national title, or whatever.
Your dad
which
just
is
like
never
me.
Tech. Yeah, imagine
for all the home
teams.
What?
You know what? Rob Lowe's of this show. The NFL hat. You never seen that? You don't get that reference, Michael?
Yeah.
Rob Lowe went. I forgot what NFL
Super Bowl.
Game he went
it was
to.
A Super,
Super
Bowl.
Bowl. Thank you. He wore an NFL, just the NFL logo hat.
Yeah, they showed
a T-shirt on.
They go, oh, look, it's actor Rob Lowe. And he's sitting there, and he's just wearing a hat, and it says NFL. And it's like, dude, you're so vanilla.
Everybody loves it. It's my favorite thing.
Well, I'm more so just talking about the home teams, like the Falcons, Tech, Georgia.
Eagles.
Sixers.
The Eagles,
Phillies. Your
here
home
you go
teams.
Starting false narratives again. You were doing so good.
I just
you were doing
the neutrality
so good.
Between
now you
the
go
Georgia
backwards.
And Georgia Tech stuff. So, but anyway.
But yeah, it was funny. My dad turned into a Georgia fan.
I know that Georgia fans are going to hate this. I actually liked the fact that in the end the right call was made. I hate how they got there, but in the end, I'm okay with it because it was the right call.
I can't agree 100% with that because you're basically rewarding childlike behavior. Yeah.